Grab a drink and have a seat. It's time to chat with the hottest new artists and songwriters around. This is Back Porch Sippin' with Lindsay.
What's up, Back Porch Sippin' fam? Thanks so much for joining me for another episode. Cannot believe we are at the end of 2022. What a crazy year. Speaking of what a crazy year it's been pretty much about a year since we did a Meet the Host episode, and I have been getting bombarded with so many incredible questions. So we're going to do it again, I guess, and answer all these lovely questions you got.
Hey, does that mean I can be on the show again?
Oh, God, not you.
Yes, please. Please. I had such a great time the last time you had me on the Back Porch Sippin' podcast. We should do it again.
Listen. Everybody loved you last time, so let's go ahead and do another one.
In case you didn't get a chance to catch the last one, my name is MJ, but Lindsay, well, she calls me a different word. What do you call me? Be nice.
Oh, man. You left that wide open.
I did.
For everybody listening, I get to call him Dad is the word he was looking for there.
I love listening to the podcast. Just getting a chance to hang out and listen of my own free accord and then getting a chance to do the Meet the Host episode the last time. So when you had mentioned you started getting a lot more questions again, I was like, hey, let's do it again. I had a good time. You had a good time. And evidently, the Back Porch fam is having a great time too. So what do you say? Are you ready?
I'm interested to hear all these questions, but yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Some of them are going to be pretty hard because I know you well enough to know that some of these you're going to have a hard time narrowing down to a good answer, but let's get started. For those who don't know me, I've actually been in radio for almost 15 years now.
80 years.
Oh my God. Yeah, not that many. I'm not that daggum old. But you two were in radio at one time. We got to know, do you miss being on the radio?
Man, that's a good question. I don't know necessarily that I miss it. I miss all the people back home, going out to concerts, getting to meet listeners, things like that. I miss that part. But thankfully, we're able to pick up the podcast. So don't know necessarily that I'm missing much of radio. It's a bit different doing a podcast. You're supposed to talk a lot longer than my, 30-second breaks. So
right. Experience that you gained from radio now bleeding over into the podcast has been a really good thing for you. What is your favorite way to spend a day off?
Oh, man. What is a day off? Normally a day off for me is probably checking out like a writer's round downtown. I don't necessarily know if that's considered a day off because I'm normally scouting people, but that's typically where you can find me. If I'm not working or traveling, then I'm normally at a writer's round downtown.
Well, that kind of bleeds over into the very next question.
Perfect.
Somebody asked, how do you pick who comes on the podcast? Writer's round, they're a great way to find new talent.
Yes, definitely. I look up people just like everybody else does, scroll through TikTok. I go to writers rounds weekly, a whole lot of networking downtown, things like that. I mean, thankfully, because of people listening to the podcast, sharing it, buying merch, the whole nine yards, a lot of people contact me. So it's very nice to have it that way. It wasn't always like that. So I like it now.
When it comes to social media and whatnot, when are you going to start the next tickety-tockety phase, the viral sensation? When are you going to be doing your little TikTok-y thing to become a viral sensation? That's got to be next on your set of goals, right?
Listen, who asked that question? Because if you know me, you know I am camera shy. So that's hilarious for whoever asked that. Yeah, maybe in 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. So you've officially heard Lindsay has set a countdown for 5 years from now. She's going to do a TikTok dance that you'll be able to just virally send to the moon, so to speak.
Oh, boy.
You realize, though, that, as we're saying this, TikTok probably won't be here in 5 years. It's going to be something different.
One could hope.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's still going to be dancing involved.
Oh, man, dang it.
What's one thing that you miss from being a kid? Growing up, Southwest Missouri.
First and foremost, not paying bills.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good one.
I mean, I could name a list of things. Not paying bills, not having to cook.
What's wrong with cooking?
To everybody listening, I just learned how to cook during the pandemic. So we're really making progress here. No, really missing things from my childhood. Life was just so much easier, honestly. It really was. I mean, and even for you, you could probably say the same thing. I'm sure it was 10 times easier than even my childhood was. So I think just that, life was just a lot simpler. I didn't have to worry about nothing. It was always you and mom. I'm like, oh, the bills get paid? I'm sure they did. Now it's like, oh, the lights don't turn on. Did I pay the bill?
Tell me this then. Did you have any like favorite board games or anything like that that you played?
Oh, heck yeah.
What was that?
So I have an older brother and my cousin also might as well be a brother. We all grew up, you know, about a year apart. And man, did we whoop everybody in Monopoly. I mean, buying every property, taking everything down.
Were you guys just passing money under the table back and forth so that you could get to Boardwalk and Park Place?
No, but that seriously, I probably some of my favorite memories right there from childhood. Yeah. Monopoly, man. That is a killer game.
Now, you stay fairly busy with the different projects that you have, but when you're at home, chilling out on your couch, what TV shows do you like to binge watch?
I'm surprised you didn't laugh while reading that. You already know I am obsessed with Friends, the TV show.
That's an understatement.
Everything Friends, doesn't matter what it says. If it references Friends, you just know that's probably going to be the perfect gift for me.
It does make shopping easy.
There you go. But aside from Friends, I mean, I do watch other stuff too. So can't believe I'm about to admit this, but I'm also obsessed with the TV show Catfish.
Is that the thing where they pretend to be somebody just
yes.
so they can get to somebody else, but they're not really somebody?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and they fall in love over the internet. That's
with somebody that's not even real?
Pretty much. You have your like one or two a season that are like real.
And these people go on TV. I'm like,
I know, but it makes me feel better about my life.
Okay. I will say, I actually watched one episode of that. I don't know. It was probably a month or two ago just because I'd heard you talk about it so much. But I'm like, I got to see what in the heck this ridiculousness is.
Well.
And, oh, it's ridiculous. But whatever. Anything else that you're like really into?
Yeah, all the Chicago shows. Chicago Fire.
Absolutely.
You know, Chicago Med, Chicago PD. I don't stay up to date with PD as much, but Fire, yeah. We Team Severide all the way.
I do like getting those phone calls on Thursdays or text messages. Hey, did you see Chicago Fire or Chicago PD or whichever ones? It's like, yes or no. Don't tell me anything about it.
That's the worst when our schedules don't like link up. And so then one of us has to wait.
Yeah. Just Terrible. So we can talk about it. If you're going to go to Starbucks, now I know you're not much of a coffee drinker. If you go to Starbucks, what's your go-to order?
Oh, man. Well,
And you know, as soon as you say this,
I love that.
Somebody's going to be buying you a Starbucks.
Okay, well, for everybody listening, I would rather have you buy me Chick-fil-A. So, Starbucks, I honestly can't tell you the last time I even went to a Starbucks. I'm not one of those girls that's obsessed with it. If I had to guess, probably like a Christmas drink or something, but I'm more just like a regular hot chocolate. Can't go wrong with
it. If we're going to make me thirsty, we need to be talking about bourbon or something.
That's what I'm saying. Where's those questions?
What is your go-to bourbon?
Oh, probably Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
I am always surprised when I get these questions, though, that nobody asks about, like, drinks. Like, you know, whiskey, bourbon, nothing. It's because people see me and they're like, no way does she drink. And I'll get down with the guys, okay?
Yes.
Let's take shots.
Yeah, she will. That's no lie. It wasn't the last time I was in town. A couple of times before, we had went down to see some friend of yours singing at a place down in Murfreesboro. I'm going to give a shout out to him. Is that cool?
Yes, please.
Okay. The reason I'm giving him a shout out is because this sports bar and grill has my name. It's MJ's Bar and Grill.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee, everybody.
And I'm like, we had so much fun in this place. Your buddies come in, so they all wanted to do a shot. One of them had a birthday, so of course we had to do a shot for the birthday. And the next thing I know, I've got more shots in front of me. I have no idea why they're there. Garrett says, well, Lindsay ordered them.
And then like, Lindsay's well, over right, here dude. Like...
I'm like, I don't know, but MJ's... Yeah, I even took a picture there just because I had my name on the bar and grill. My girl here can, she can hang.
It's what happens when you're in this industry, I tell you.
Absolutely. I mean, this back porch sipping, you.
It's on brand,
it's
basically.
Brand recognition.
You just have to.
So, I need to find out, who do you feel, current country artists, who do you feel is the most overplayed?
Oh, boy.
Like, who do we need to dial back on just a tad, maybe? I mean, not saying they're bad or anything.
Yeah.
By that, I mean, you just hear them everywhere, and it's like, you need a break.
I'm going to have to go with Luke Combs on this one.
Oh!
Love hearing him, of course, but man, yeah, it's everywhere you turn, it's Luke Combs. Really, it's Luke Combs or Morgan, you know? Honestly.
Right. That's the thing. Those guys have not slowed down in who knows how long, and it doesn't look like they're going to slow down in 2023 either.
No, definitely
not. Those guys are on a roll, and they just keep doing it, and they're doing it, you know. Luke just got married a while back.
Had a baby, yeah.
Props to those guys, but I understand what you're saying. You can't turn your head anywhere and not hear them, really.
Right. And I mean, I love both of them for sure, but you know, my whole thing is like, let's get these newer artists out there, you know, things like that.
So who is somebody that you feel is underplayed that you think needs more attention? Like, if we could take some of Luke's spins away from him and give them to somebody else, even temporarily.
Yeah.
Give somebody, a shot. Who do you think?
I'm saying Randall King.
Randall King. That's a great choice.
I'm saying Randall.
Randall King is a great choice.
I feel like more people need to know Randall's music. And, you know, if you haven't been blessed with it yet, get out there, stream it. He just put out an album.
That album, top to bottom, there's not a bad song on it. There's not what we would call filler music.
Exactly.
At all. The whole thing is great. He's just such a nice guy, too.
Yeah. Hands down, one of the best artists out right now. I would also have to add Ernest to the list.
Ernest is great.
I mean, his album he put out as well. Just not a bad song on it. And I know he's a songwriter, and that's great. A lot of people know him for that, you know, writing Flower Shops, playing on Flower Shops with Morgan.
Right. He's one of those guys like Hardy, both sides of the career.
Yes.
As writers and as artists, you may think that you're just hearing of these guys, you know. I mean, Hardy's been out for, you know, a couple, 3 years now. Now starting to get some real traction going now. Ernest is going to be another guy. You've probably heard their songs and don't even know it.
Exactly. I mean, most of the time when I have people on the podcast and I say, you know, songwriter-wise, who you looking up to? Hardy, Ernest, Morgan.
Who are some new artists that you're listening to? Maybe some names that you hadn't brought up before.
Mike Ryan. You know, he just put out an album. Fantastic. One of those top to bottom. Don't have to skip a song.
He's one of those guys I've actually been watching for 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
Texas guy. I've seen him at a couple of shows, and he puts on a great show, and I'm pretty excited that he's actually starting to gain some big traction. You're going to be hearing a lot of Mike Ryan here before too very long.
Yeah, definitely. He's just killing it. And I would say some people probably know this artist, but I feel like he's one that gets overlooked a bit. So I would say Breland for sure.
Breland. That dude's phenomenal.
I know. Such a killer guy. Like, just one of the nicest people.
Yeah, he's got a great vibe.
Yes. He's one of those people you're like, let's invite him to the barbecue. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely. And we don't care if he cooks, drinks, dances, sings. As long as he's there.
Yeah.
Just come have fun with us.
We'll take it all.
When it comes to music and all these great songs that you've been talking about, artists that you've been talking about, what was the last song you heard that just stopped you in your tracks? If you would have been driving, you had to pull over on the side of the road to finish the song out. What was it?
I don't even have to think about it. I can tell you right now. Morgan Evans.
Over for You.
Absolutely.
Yes. Morgan Evans, Over for You. That song. I'll have to agree. That was probably the last one for me too. And it was the first time I heard it. It was him and a piano.
Yes. Yeah.
Playing it live. So much emotion in that song.
Definitely. That was one, yeah. I did. I mean, I wasn't driving the first time I heard it. I can't remember exactly what I was doing, but I did. I stopped. I teared up and everything. That is just...
Yeah.
That right there, that's what music is to me, you know? See, you feel something.
Well, being on the radio, being a radio guy, I was super excited when they released a studio version because that song is just like blown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as it got so many spins, so many people talking about it, requesting it and all, they ended up having to to make a studio version because they weren't going to.
Yeah.
That was just a special track he had wrote in regards to his divorce and such, yeah, and was going to be done with it. And
such a personal song.
Very, very personal. So many people like related to it.
Yeah.
They ended up putting it out, climbing the country music charts. Very, very impressed with that one.
Team Morgan.
Yes.
Hang in there, buddy.
So if you could highlight singer-songwriter or even an established artist, who's somebody that you would want to have on your podcast? Let's go that route. That you haven't had already, that you don't have on the books yet.
So
shoot for the moon. Let's just do this. We're putting this into the universe right now.
All right, let's everybody. Somebody write this
Not
down.
Not Jason Aldean.
Why you do that?
Because.
Why?
It's in parentheses on my list.
Who sent in this
my
question?
My script said that.
Wow, that's very rude of you guys. Okay, so, I mean, shocker to everybody, but I'm going Parker McCollum.
Oh, my goodness. That was really who I expected, was you to say Parker McCollum.
But can I do a couple?
Absolutely.
So I'm going Parker just because I've got a lot of questions I want to ask this dude. I also think it'd be super, super cool to bring Kenny Chesney on podcast. Do you not think that would be so cool?
That would be awesome.
Like, just imagine me and Lil Kenny.
Hey, Blue Chair Bay Rum.
Man, you know, what a killer episode that would be.
Don't get me wrong, we like bourbons, but...
But Kenny will take it.
Kenny, bring the Blue Chair Bay by. That would be freaking phenomenal.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, songwriter wise, because I know that was like part of the question as well. Sean McConnell, if he ever came on the podcast, I would probably die. I'm not even going to lie. And a lot of people are probably like, what?
I can tell you now, if you get the chance to interview Sean McConnell, I am flying in to Nashville. I'm going to hang out off to the side, let you guys do your thing. And then I'm just going to ask him if he'll like play four songs acoustic and be done with it.
Just four.
I don't want to like take all of his time. He's got a wife and kids and, you know.
Do you mind to play us a concert,
yes,
please?
Can I draw out your set list? This would just be amazing. Sean McConnell, abso-freaking-lutely. That would be awesome.
Those are some people that, you know, come to mind. We still got to get Cameron Marlowe on the podcast.
Yeah, Cameron would be a good choice.
He's just so busy, but yeah, get Cameron on. There's a whole lot of people I would just love to have on, but those are some that really come to mind. And
see, outside of Sean McConnell, because you know that's my choice,
yeah,
you know, wholeheartedly. If I was picking one more for you, I think it'd have to be Colby Cooper. I want you to interview Colby Cooper, because the dude just seems badass.
What you do is you go, Colby, look, I brought you on here to interview you, you know, for music, but just got out of a terrible relationship.
And
give
I want
me
you
a
to
break.
Write the song.
Yeah, let me write down all the details. If you could just like, I don't know, add them in.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Put them wherever you want in the song. Just
I mean, because
do it,
that's what we have to do, right? We have to do either a number one song or Lifetime, I'm Calling You to let you know about my love life over here.
Exactly.
Because I need to make some money.
Oh, Colby, you in, buddy? All right. As we're wrapping up 2022, over the course of this year, you've listened to hundreds, if not thousands, of songs. Do you have a favorite? Is there any way you can name a favorite song of 2022?
Man, you know, that's just so difficult, being me.
Yes.
But yeah, I've listened to quite a few. You know, we've got that playlist going where I add in 10 new songs every Friday, things like that.
What's that called again?
Back Porch Sippin', the playlist.
Yeah.
In that voice. It only comes up if you say it like that. No,
I can't do that.
So, I mean, with the playlist and everything, I stay up to date with all the new music coming out. And I really think if I had to narrow it down to one song, it's going to be Already Crazy, Carter Faith.
Nice.
That is a freaking jam.
That is a killer song.
And I'm just going to let everybody know, if you go look that song up, it's a sad one, but you already know, if you've been listening to these episodes, you know I am a sucker for a good heartbreak song. And that one right there takes the cake.
Excellent. I've got a question that says, are you as outgoing in public as you seem to be on social media?
What do you think?
I'm going to start this because she did not used to be. That's for damn sure. There's a casino back home that they used to host a concert series on Friday nights. And then I would DJ an after party.
Yeah.
Well, Lindsay used to go with me to these concerts, stick around for the after party as long as her mom would let her.
Yeah. What were my parents thinking, man?
You know, I mean... Here we are. It's inside of a casino. She's like 13.
People 12. Wonder where I got this love for whiskey and bourbon. I mean,
yeah, we'll blame the casino.
What a crazy life.
We'd be in there just having a grand old time. That's how you got into all of this, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I can remember when I first started taking you there, we'd walk up and I'd be, you know, backstage hanging with the artists, and one of them would reach down to shake your hand and you'd be like latched onto my leg, hiding behind me. You know, or I'm trying to introduce you to somebody and you were like super shy. I can't tell you how many times I had tried to shake you off my leg and it didn't work. That is not the case anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, I don't for the life of me know when in the world you hit your, like, I'm just going to call it a spurt.
You know,
but
I don't either.
You change. You're like, I'm all about it. I'm like, take on the world. I'm conquering this.
That is accurate. You know, anybody listening that like went to school with me or anything, they're going to tell you the same thing. I used to be so, so shy. Matter of fact, my first couple of breaks in radio, they were rough because I was so nervous, so shy, scared, whole nine yards. But to answer your question, yes, I am extremely outgoing. Everything you see on social media, yeah, 100%. That's exactly how I act in public. Sure, all my friends will agree. I'm normally the one. This will probably just, you know, make everything a little more clear for you. So I moved to Nashville, didn't really have many friends when I first moved to town. And I was the girl that would just go to the bars, say hey to the bartender, chill at the bar. And whoever came up, I'm like, hey, I'm Lindsay. Who are you? That's pretty much how I live my life. Was not always like that. Not even remotely close. And I really just changed probably like at 6-7 years.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't even, not even been that long probably.
So you've been in Nashville for about how long now? 3 years, is that about right?
About 3.5. Yeah,
getting three
ready
and a half years. Okay,
getting ready to make 4.
Well, do you have a favorite like Nashville story, you know, something cool that's happened to you in Nashville?
Yeah, I
know you've got stories, but what ones can you share?
Okay, appropriate ones. I got it. First and foremost, probably one of the coolest things that will like ever happen to me in my entire life is when first year I moved to Nashville, I got to sit in the CMA Awards and I sat next to Randy Travis and his wife.
Oh, no kidding.
And I could have just died right then and there. That's like the highlight of my life for sure.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of really cool things though. Probably another one that I always like to tell people, everyone knows and you've heard it on the podcast multiple times. I always talk about Red Door. That's my favorite bar. Any local has thousands of Red Door stories. Mine just happens to have Co-Wetzel in it.
Nice.
Which is fantastic.
Nice.
So I remember one night being at Red Door in Co. Anyone that listens to Co's music, you already know. Dude's blacked out. And I remember sitting at the table with him. And he had just played a show at Marathon venue there in town. And we all went out to Red Door after. And mind you, I don't know Co. Like, I'm just chilling. I'm just acting. I'm with the band, you know? Like, I don't know him at all. And so I'm sitting there. We're drinking, having a good time, BSing about the show. Next thing I know, Co-Wetzel hands me his debit card and is like, hey, lady, can you order us another round? And you know what? Put whatever you want on there, too. And I was like, man, what a time to be alive. Co-Wetzel just gave me his credit card.
You've given some of the best stories over the years.
Nashville's just filled with them. I mean, you think you're going out just on a Tuesday, Monday, whatever it may be, and you're like, eh, whatever, I'm going out to catch a buddy. Next thing you know, you're running into freaking Co-Wetzel. I've ran into Hardy more times than I can count.
Yeah.
Just things like that. That's what makes it so special. City's crazy.
Right. Somebody has asked, how old are you?
Old. 55.
55. Wow.
Feels like it. No, I'm in my 20s. So we'll leave it at that. It'll be a guessing game. So I guess if you catch me out and about, holler at me, let me know what your guess is. But we'll leave it in the 20s.
Not quite. I'm going to tell him not quite 29. But when she gets there, she's probably going to stay there just like every other woman for many years to come.
But I'm not 21 either. So don't come at me with that stuff.
Being on tour over the last month and a half, what was maybe your favorite memory from the tour? You know, some of the stories you had when you would call me at God knows what time of night.
Yeah.
were hilarious, some more sad, but what was your favorite?
I would say favorite memory, probably meeting all the people. So we did a very, very quick tour for sure. We did about a 30-day run and a show every single night. And so getting to see the sold-out crowds every night and hearing people's stories of how they connected with my artist and things like that, it was unbelievable. I mean, it really was. Hearing how far people would drive, you know, talking about driving far to Rascal Flats and stories like that. It's just something, it's something else. So for those that don't know, I am an assistant tour manager. I also do merch and then run social media for an artist. And so I get to see all kinds of people from all different walks of life and hear how the songs connect them to a person or a story or a life event, anything like that. And I think just honestly, just traveling. And I don't want people listening to get like the wrong idea and be like, wow, that's so fun. She got to see all these places, because like you get to see it from a bus window, but it still is very, very cool. I remember driving and crossing the state line into Montana and it was snowing, absolutely beautiful, breathtaking. And same thing for like Colorado. Like those are two states that had been like bucket list states for me that I just hadn't made it to yet. It was really, really cool. Same thing with like California. I don't say that's definitely wasn't like a bucket list for me, but but very cool to see the ocean and just see like all different kinds of walks of life and states and cities and everything. It was a really cool experience for sure. And being on a Christmas tour just made it even more, because
you are Mrs. Claus.
I love everything to do with Christmas. And so it was really cool because it was basically like decorating for Christmas during setup in a different city every night.
That is a hell of a way to look at it, because you are right. I've seen so many of the pictures from the different sets that you used across the tour.
Right.
Most definitely, they did a damn good job on the Christmas production elements.
Yes, yeah. Shout out to our production director, Tyson. He is freaking incredible. The lighting was amazing. Our whole team, I'm just really so blessed to have them, because it was such a, I mean, sometimes you go out and you don't get along with them or whatever, and these people really are family. So very blessed for that opportunity for sure.
Is there anything that you think people should know about you that they maybe haven't asked yet or that you haven't told them yet?
Basically, I'm just the best there is, plain and simple.
Oh, yeah. Yay, woo, yeah.
What's my favorite movie? Man, I want everybody to know I'm really an open book. These Meet the Host episodes are so much fun. I love having people reach out with their questions, questions for the podcast, questions to ask artists that I have on the podcast. And it's really cool. Host a writer's round downtown for the podcast, have people come out, tell me they've been listening, or, you know, a tourist walk in and now they're following the podcast and things like that. But I'm just such an open book. So if you come to Nashville, hit me up. Let's hang out. Let's grab a drink. If you're an artist, please hit me up. Let's get you on the podcast. Whole idea is really just to help these artists.
What are your goals then for 2023 when it comes to the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I've got so many. Always a big goal person for sure. And when we did this episode pretty much this time last year, I really took those goals into consideration and I knocked them out of the freaking park. I think looking ahead to 2023, definitely we want to be doing a lot more writers rounds. We want to venture out into Georgia, Alabama. I mean, hell, maybe even Kentucky, maybe Missouri, all over, and take the podcast, you know, elsewhere. We have artists all the time that come on and their hometown's, you know, 4 or 5 hours in Alabama, Georgia, wherever. And it'd be really cool to do that. More merch, more episodes. And yes, we'll start putting the episodes on YouTube and recording them, because I know y'all keep asking me. So we'll do that too.
Well, that sounds like a lot going on in 2023. Looking forward to that. We thank you so much for listening in. Thanks to Lindsay for letting me chime in and have fun. I appreciate that. You know, I'm so proud of you and what you've been doing. So just getting to be able to interact with you like this, like we used to do way back in the day on the radio. This has been a blast. So thank you for letting me come on Back Porch Sipping.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much for always being a part of it. And you help out more than you'll ever know. If you haven't figured it out yet, yes, you hear his voice every time we do an episode with the intro and outro. So I appreciate it so much. It's always such a blast to have you on these episodes.
You can find Back Porch Sipping POD on where?
Literally everywhere.
Everywhere.
We are everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You can listen to previous episodes anywhere that you stream podcasts. And I appreciate it so much. 2023 going to be a big year. So whether you've been listening from the beginning or you're just now joining us, you know, kind of getting a taste for Back Porch Sipping, it means the world to me. So thank y'all. It's been a hell of a year. Let's do it again.
And don't forget to listen to the Back Porch Sipping playlist on Spotify.